Yep, that smells like Easter. Definitely. Eggs and ham. What about those are green? Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Bantam Audiobooks podcast. So, I have been informed that some of the favorite episodes are the ones where I look at books from the first sentence and stuff. Well, I've only done one of those, but yeah, it seems to be among the favorites so far. So I decided to do another one that is very similar, I guess. Instead of looking at the first sentence and seeing what it can say about the book, I'm going to do the smell and see what that can tell us about the book, if anything. I bet you it can. So I have a much smaller pile this month than I did then, partly because the library is in disorder. But yeah, I think this will be a fun thing to play with and see what's going on. So, without further ado, let's get started. So, this first book is Hostage Lands by Douglas Bond. I really like this book. It's basically a boy's learning to speak. I think it's Latin, maybe Greek. It's been a little while, but he doesn't like it until he discovers a tablet or something, a manuscript, and he translates it, and there's a very interesting ending. And so let's see what this smells like. Okay, it's very, very dirt-like, definitely. I'm going to guess that's because it is, he's looking at a manuscript and that sort of stuff. But you can also smell a very old war, you know. I unfortunately know very well what blood smells like. I've had it up my nose a lot. But, I'm, you know, work and stuff. My old job, I used to work with animals, so I've smelled blood a lot, and yeah, it's not, it's, you get, you can tell. And there's definitely the smell of metal and stuff too, but it mostly just smells dusty. Mostly. Sort of like a barn, only it's not, it's a more of a dirt dust than a, oh, an animal tracked this in. There is a difference in smell, which amazes me. I don't think that anyone can. I don't think it's that you would think there would be, because it's just an animal rolling in dirt and then bringing the dirt in. But there is a difference, and it's weird. I don't understand what's going on with this, but yeah, dirt does smell different after it's been rolled in by an alpaca. This next book, is Mr. Popper's Penguins by Richard and Florence Atwater. I like this book partly because there's penguins. And yeah, it's cool. That mostly smells exactly what I expected a penguin to smell like. I don't think I can smell much else. But yeah, definitely smells like what I expect a penguin to. Maybe a little shaving cream. Okay, this next book is Dragonspell by Donita K. Paul. This is a cool book. I really like it. In part because, I mean, dragons, but I like fantasy. I think. Oh, no. Actually, they're not. But most of my books that I read are fantasy. Then another thing I like about this book is, so one of the reasons I like Tolkien is he pulls in lore. You can tell there's a history. He's got songs and poems that were obviously here before these characters. And in Dragonspell, Paul looks a lot at like the foods, and it's that's one thing I noticed. There's a lot of food here, and I'm not sure if this is just, oh, hey, foods are important to the main character or to the author or what. But there's definitely a lot of foods and honestly a lot of small details. So I think that grows out of the small details. And it would be one of the few books I would say could possibly work better in a movie. There are not many of those. It would be very easy to transfer, and the image details would work really well in here. So I smell lizard. I just happened to have this opened to a swamp, a page that's set in a swamp, and I definitely smell that. And there's, like I said, there's a lot of food smells. Nice, warm breads of some sort. I don't recognize the smell. My sister probably would. I don't recognize smells of breads as well as some people do. So, yeah, it smells really a lot like a camping trip in, like, the Everglades or something with fresh bread. And that is fantastic. I love it. That is a really good smelling book. Just a minute. I'm going to smell it again. Mmm. Oh, that's great. Okay. Let's move on to Ben and Me. It was definitely totally written by Amos, the mouse. It's a biography of Benjamin Franklin. It was discovered by this guy named Robert Lawson. And it was written by a mouse. And a mouse named Amos. So, yeah. This will be interesting, I'm sure. Smells like an old book. This is a slightly older one. Let's see here. I smell fur. I'm assuming this is the fur cap. I smell mouse. Smell a lot of mouse. Quite a bit of cheese. Little too much perfume. Sometimes it gets a little overpowering, and yeah, I guess it's all the French ladies in here. They wear a lot of perfume, I guess. I really don't know. I have no clue at all. Wood fire. Doesn't smell bad, but it's a little mousy. Okay, this next book is a book I really like. I think it's pronounced Clairvoyant Captive. I hope it is. It's by my friend Bryce Roberts. It's a good book. Yeah, I expect you'll hear more about this. Yeah, definitely look it up. It's really good. So, I smell bear. I smell forest. And I smell, I assume that's war. Gotta be war. Lots of metal, lots of other stuff. There's burning. It definitely smells like the story. This is, I believe Bryce is writing a third in the series. I know for certain there's two. The second one is definitely less violent and more adventure than a war. But they're both good books. I recommend looking them up. Okay, my last book for today is a really old version of Tom Sawyer. I could not find a newer one. I don't know when this book was printed. I'm not seeing it in the front of the book. Copyright. I don't see when it was printed at all. This is a very old book. I should be a little more careful with this. It's not brittle yet, but it's definitely on its way. And the pages are yellow, and it's just a beautiful book. And I expect the smell of whatever's going on in here will be overpowered by the old book smell. Which, yeah. Oh, I love this. Okay, yes, definitely. I really don't smell much. Other than boy. But there's not much of that at all. I think it's just overpowered by the old book smell. I love the old book smell. Well, it's probably one of the reasons I like books so much. We have a good small collection of old books, and I don't read them often, but there are just some days I walk into our library and I can smell them, and it's fantastic. I love it. They smell really, really good. I love the smell of old books. I hope you do too. Books in general smell nice, but old books smell double nice. That was the episode. I hope you have a good April. Yeah, read some books, smell some books. if you have questions, comments, concerns, you know, just say hi. I assume you've heard this. Our Facebook page is Bantam Audiobooks. Our email is bantamaudiobooks@gmail.com. Just, you know, little things like that. Go and subscribe anywhere but iTunes. Apple does not like me for some reason. I need to figure that out. And yeah. So yeah, have a great April, and yeah, see you next month.